Podcast Network.
Hey guys, Don. I don't know if you saw when I came in. Did you happen to notice my car when I came out and said, "Hey Don, come look at my car"?
Yeah, but generally when you say that, I run outside because I think that you've hit one of mine.
But it's only happened a couple times.
Yes.
So I have a brand new. No, it's a 2007 Saturn Ion. It's old. It's got almost 200,000 miles on it. I want to get rid of it anyway.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so I was at work on Monday. Had a bad day at work. At 3 o'clock, I said out loud, "I'm going to go home. I'm going to come back tomorrow. I'm going to start again. I'm done with this. No one call me. No one email me. I will talk to you on Tuesday."
Now you say this, you're in an empty office.
Right? Yeah, yeah. I said it in the men's room by myself. I said it to a coworker, not a supervisor, because I want to continue to have a job at least for a little bit longer. So then I went out to the garage, the parking garage under the building, and I got in my car, and I promptly backed up and went out of the gate. But instead of actually going out of the gate, I scraped the entire passenger side of my car on a cement barrier on the way out of my office. Drove up on a curb, slammed down on the other side of the curb, and cracked part of the frame of the car.
Oh, wow. All right.
So, now, how does that happen? What do you mean you cracked part of the frame?
The plastic frame. It's a Saturn, so it's a plastic frame around a metal frame, and the plastic frame is cracked.
It's a Saturn. It's plastic.
It's plastic. It's entirely plastic.
Yeah, but I mean, you mean the door frame.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not like the frame of the car.
No, no, but it's the plastic around the outside of the car, not the frame of the car. It's still drivable. It wasn't sparking or smoking or rubbing against things it shouldn't be. It was fine. It drove home just fine, just full of an embarrassed asshole.
Maybe if you had cleaned your windows, you would have been you'd be able to see.
Maybe I was on my phone. All these things would have been helpful to know now, Don. But at the time, it made a lot of sense.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. So, Don, on a totally unrelated topic, I believe you might have a van for sale.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
Right. We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we'd better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don. Making time,
shooting the line, the people to believe in.
Another week, another episode of Radio for Winners. Jeremy, Tony, Cherokee, Don. The final episode of Radio for Winners is here. It's been a good
2015.
Run, it's been a good run.
You know, this is now the 18th time that you've said that in the past hour and in every text message that you sent today.
And email, that is correct.
Yes. Why are you upset about something? Or
No. I just thought this was it. Jeremy's been kind of out of the loop for the last couple of weeks. He keeps saying he doesn't want to do bonus shows any longer.
I stick by that. Bonus shows suck.
No, we're doing bonus shows. You might not be a part of
That's
the bonus
fine.
Show.
That's fine. I'll be on every Friday, everybody.
The good news is that the bonus shows, they're the moneymaker. So Tony and I, we're in the money.
Okay, well, you guys can split all the profits we're making on this. You can leave me out of it. It's okay.
$2.50 for you, $2.50 for me.
Excellent.
I don't know, but based off of last week's show with our friends from Frank About Beer, we got some pretty rave reviews on that one.
Yeah, people that like Frank About Beer did like their performance on the show.
Yeah, and we did get we got another like.
We got one more like.
We got one.
Look at that.
We got
now we're at seven likes.
One more like.
Seven likes in 2015.
Yeah.
All right.
Just to take
to get a little more of the Frank About Beer guys fans.
We're drinking the Black Wing Lager.
It's very good. Union Craft Brewing Black Wing Lager. It was a recommendation from Frank About Beer, and it's very good.
I went and grabbed those. They're very cold.
Yeah, very cold, and it has a can
like
that looks
Don
very pretty.
I feel like Don slipped into his Norm MacDonald.
Which, by the way, we should talk about at some point in time, those horrible KFC commercials. I really don't know what's happened with those.
I think they're intentionally bad.
I think
it's perfect that he's
But Daryl Hammond started it, and then...
I think someone else will switch later.
This is horrible. But anyway, yeah, so Tony says this is the last episode.
Well, he says that every week.
I think he says it every year.
Yeah, that's true. Every year, his New Year's resolution is to stop doing radio for winners. It hasn't happened yet.
Go ahead.
I think this is episode 150. If I do all the calculations, if we include the bonus shows, and the fact that somehow we labeled show 128 twice, if we count all those shows, I think this is episode 150.
That's a pretty impressive milestone, guys.
I mean, unfortunately, when I post it, it's going to be episode 147.
Yes. So. It will not be. And I still think the bonus shows had numbers on them. So I don't know if your math is right either, Tony.
I put bonus show one and bonus show two, but I didn't label them as episode. Yeah. Well,
we're almost at 150
now,
then.
Yeah. I don't have any friends down here, so I'm still fine with doing the show because I don't actually talk to anybody throughout the week. So I'm fine with doing Radio for Winners going into 2016. It's up to you guys.
Oh, okay. Is this like a vote now?
Well, we always do that when we hit the year mark. We're not at the year for the show. The year happens, I think, in March. But
how many episodes do we have to get to before we get that syndication money rolling in?
Oh, for podcasts?
Yeah.
I think it's 1,000 episodes. and someone interested. So there's a lot of factors into that syndication money.
All right, so Tony says yes.
No, I'm still in. 2016, this is fun. I know I've been out of it for the last few weeks. My life is very busy right now. Very busy. My job is very miserable, and I'm working a lot. So I haven't put any time and effort into the show compared to what I normally was, and I do apologize for that. But I need to continue to have a job, so I'm going to continue to do that for a few more weeks.
This job?
Well, not this isn't a job because it doesn't pay me anything.
Oh.
Maybe. The one that pays my bills requires a lot of my time.
Again, maybe if you spend a little bit of time and effort, this job could pay you just fine.
About $2.50. Yeah, I can't wait for that.
$2.50 spreads. Yeah, I'm in for next year as well.
All right.
Oh,
so look at that.
Coming back.
Until I have a stroke in January, this is good to go.
This will all change in a week and a half. Now, listen, about tonight, I did say 2 weeks ago when I could sit down and record. Just as an FYI, in case that was part of...
I don't keep track of your schedule, Don. Okay. I don't keep track of my schedule.
All right. I did lay it out. Well, I laid it out.
Okay. I'm sure you laid it out. But like I said, I've been very busy. I'm all over the place. I don't know what's going on around me. Life is band chaotic.
How many bands are you in now?
Just three. But two of them are kind of on hold. So really just one. The Subtastics, which I played a couple weeks ago. And our EP is out as of right now. You can download it at subtastics.bandcamp.com. Anyway.
That's great. How was your Christmas?
My Christmas was great. I actually, we finished the project, the first third of the project that I've been working on at work that's caused me a little bit of anxiety and stress. And we finished it Christmas Eve. So as of noon on Christmas Eve, I actually turned my company phone off. I did not log in and check emails. I did nothing work-related for 3 days, and it was the best 3 days I've had in 2016.
That's what you did for Christmas.
I did not work. That is a highlight. I went to Disney, and I worked.
This is the first year in probably, probably 10 years or so, I didn't work on Christmas Eve. I actually had Christmas Eve off, which was sort of shocking anyway. But how was your Christmas with the kids?
It was good. My mother-in-law came on Christmas Eve and stayed through Sunday, but it was actually a very regular, normal visit. I was surprised. Yeah. The last few visits have not been very smooth. I'm not going to talk about that anymore because I want to continue to be married. But they have not gone well. This visit did go just fine. Christmas Day, my kids woke up at 6 a.m. sharp and made us get up, go downstairs, open all their presents. We do a lot of little presents, like not a lot, but a number of little presents that are just things so they have to open, like socks and shirts. But we have one big gift.
Before you hit that, how many cups of coffee does Jeremy have throughout the Christmas gift opening morning?
Now, wait a minute. Now,
it's not Christmas gift. It's every morning.
Hold
I get
on.
Up at 5 a.m.
Well, hold
every
on.
Morning.
All right, hold on, though. My question is are you like a coffee drinker pooper kind of guy? Like when you have a couple cups of coffee, you have to poop?
Well, I like to get up every morning, have some coffee, and poop, yes. But I don't think it's tied to the coffee. I think that's when I poop. I'm very on my schedule.
See, mine's tied to the coffee.
No, if I've had to poop every time I drink coffee, I would poop all day long. I drink a lot of coffee.
See, I was just wondering if your kids had to stop opening gifts so Daddy could go drop a deuce.
No, but they did have to. They did get to just go through their stocking while I made coffee and stared angrily at it until it was done. But we do one big gift every year for the kids, and this year we found a Power Wheels on Craigslist for $50.
Nice.
So, but it was basically unused. We tested it; it worked just fine. We plugged into Jeep. My kids, 4 and 2, not old enough to understand how to drive a car, any kind of vehicle. Like, they get the concept of you push the gas and it goes forward, or if you have it in reverse and they don't know how to set it to reverse, but when it is, if you push the gas, it goes backwards. But they don't get to steer. Like, they understand to steer the wheel, but they just do this, you know, turn it left and right real fast like crazy people.
But if you ever watch The Dukes of Hazzard, that's all they did, too, is they shook it back and forth.
Well, they also drove off things. And my children did the same thing. They drove off curbs. They drove around. My favorite part was when he was out front of the house in the neighbor's yard. And he was just going, like, doing backwards donuts, screaming,
yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing, over and over and over again until everyone was at their window.
This must have been later on, because I think I saw a video, of the initial driving where they would drive for 3 seconds or less.
That took...
Pause. and then drive for another 2 seconds and then pause.
But also, Tony, do you remember who was in the driver's seat?
Yeah, the 2-year-old.
The 2-year-old was driving.
The 2-year-old pieced that together before the 4-year-old. No, that took an hour of practice to do that. I tried to tape them driving, you know, just to film them driving the car for a minute. It took an hour to get down that stuttered, barely forward movement. And that's why it's only like one block of sidewalk. After that, they drove directly into the street. So I don't know when we're going to use that again, but it was a great gift.
You were probably hoping it was so cold outside that you wouldn't be able to use it until like the spring. But given that it was 70 degrees outside on Christmas Day.
Yeah. Well, then other than that, it was a lot of Legos. I know your kids are into Legos, Don, but I think your son is old enough to actually do them. My son is not. So I spent all day Christmas putting together Legos, which is fine with me, too. I enjoyed it. It's actually a very positive aspect of having children. So there's now two. You could get to put Legos together like an adult and not feel like a weirdo. And you can order mac and cheese at a restaurant and not be a weirdo. Having kids is totally worth
it. I feel like you're one of those people that are going to have like the adult coloring books, like to sort of relax you. You know what I mean?
That wouldn't relax me. I don't like coloring. I'm not artistic.
Oh, you're all autistic.
I like to play guitar poorly. That's my art.
We had a similar Christmas. Lots and lots of Legos. But Santa Claus brought a basketball net. And I had to put that together.
Well, that's how all Santa Claus gifts work.
Yeah, but I had to put it together. I started to put it together inside the house at like 11 o'clock. And I get to the part where you essentially have to mount the backboard onto the pole. And I then, at that point in time, realized that it's not going to fit inside the house like a big dummy. So I drag it outside. So now it's midnight. I have the basketball pole on the deck, and I'm standing on the steps because now that makes me taller than the basketball pole.
Right,
and I can easily mount the backboard to the pole. So I asked my wife to come over and hold the rim so that I can mount everything, and I'm insanely struggling with this. So it's just not working. Like I don't have good leverage, and I'm now getting frustrated, but I'm trying not to make a ton of noise because we're right outside my son's bedroom. And she makes the great suggestion of why not just lay it down on the ground and mount it that way. To which I did, and I was able to put it together in about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So clearly not thinking properly on Christmas Eve, attributed to me not going to bed till 1:30. Now, this year my kids did wait until 7:30 to get up.
Nice.
So oh, wow. they all did sleep in until about 7:30, which was great. But it was a bit of a long day. Lots of coffee, lots of breakfast. To be had by everybody. My parents came to town and shared the morning with us.
Well, that's always nice.
It was, but apparently it was really foggy, and my parents had to drive from the Eastern Shore, to which my dad just slept on the sofa for 2 hours while the kids opened their gifts. So really, really glad they made that long trip.
Those are
the
memories
kids.
Your kids will cherish. For.
Hey, this is me opening my Lego set while Grandpa sleeps on the sofa. Which, by the way, my son got that from the Lego movie, the spaceship.
I have not seen the Lego movie.
Oh, you haven't seen the Lego movie?
I'll see it someday.
Really?
I still haven't seen Star Wars either. I'll see all these things.
I've never seen Star Wars. But it's I don't know. It's like 100 million pieces in this, and he's been able to put it together in about 24 hours. So good news is that the little Legos aren't around anymore. Bad news is that he doesn't take them apart. He just now puts them in the dining room.
Yeah, they're models.
Yes, that's all I have is just ginormous Lego models all throughout my house. Tony, what about you? This is the last quiet Christmas.
Yeah, we decided to stay in Asheville for Christmas, so it's a little bit low key. And instead of being depressed, which would have happened if we did what we usually do on weekends, which is nothing, we decided to keep busy. So we started by having a very active Christmas Eve. Went to dinner, then we went to midnight mass.
Really?
Which I haven't been to in about 25 years. So, you know, midnight mass starts at midnight, of course, and the basilica that we go to, it's a Catholic church, is about a 5-minute drive. It's very, very quick.
You don't half-ass it, Tony. You're like, I haven't gone to church in 20 years. I'll go to a Catholic mass on Christmas Eve.
That's the only one I know of. I don't really know how religion works.
Dips his hand in the holy water and immediately starts smoking.
So it starts at midnight, so I'm thinking,
wait a minute. Did you say midnight mass starts at midnight? Holy shit. Are you kidding me?
I know.
Crazy.
So 11:30, from 11:30 to 12, they have this Christmas Carol crap. And then they start, of course, the mess. So I was like, well, we don't need to get there that early. We can just get there, you know, maybe a little bit before the Christmas caroling starts, around 11:20 or
which
so.
Means you stood outside? So
we get there like 11:15. All right, so 45 minutes before mass starts, you're thinking you should be able to get like front row seats, right?
No, not on Christmas Eve. No,
oh my God, no! You're talking about you're going to park like 9 miles away and walk
2 hours
stare
before
in
the
outside.
Service started.
Yeah,
at 10 p.m. and we would go and get seats because my mom was in the choir and had to be there early anyway. Oh. And we would have to sit there quietly and wait until the service.
Oh,
started.
It was the only time of year my dad would go to church with us. It was on Christmas Eve, and that's the only way to get it done. So it was worse because it's the longest mass of the year. It's probably about an hour and a half to 2 hours. And you have to get there 2 hours. So my dad, the only mass my dad, he's there 4.5 hours.
That's enough for the whole year. You're good to go.
And then we go to Sizzler.
See, the last time I went to midnight mass, I was we were coming from TGI Fridays. and I don't remember getting there 2 hours early. I remember like walking in about 10 minutes before it started, and there was plenty of room. Not this time. I get there. We had to sit in the back of the church, we didn't even have visibility into the church. We had to sit in the room in the back of the actual
we were
main
in the
part
restroom.
Of the church. Like, it was awful. So I was like, yeah, this isn't going to work. I can't see anything. And I'm just staring at some Hispanic lady across from me. It's not going to work. And she's clearly upset because she can't see anything. It was just terrible. It was absolutely awful. We're hanging out in this side room. Like listening in. It was just awful. So we stayed for about 10 minutes into the midnight mass, and then we were out the door.
So if you guys could tell me what happened to that Jesus guy, he seemed like a good dude.
So I'm going to say midnight mass was kind of a fail. Christmas Eve was a bit of a fail. Rest of the weekend, though, pretty quiet. I did a little bit of hiking, but nothing major.
Did you get a Christmas present / give a Christmas present?
That's what I was going
to say. I did. I wanted to make sure that we had a lot of gifts, so we had a little bit of activity going on, so it wasn't just like, here's one gift, and then we have the rest of the Christmas day. So, we went through like about 6-7 gifts each, and then I got WWE 2K16. Been playing that because I'm 40, and what guy who's 40 doesn't play a wrestling game?
What was the game that he was looking for the other day but was only available on...
I don't know, it was a Baldur's Gate 2 or Icewind Dale or something.
Yeah.
Funny you should mention that. I will be downloading Enhanced Baldur's Gate 2 as well as Enhanced Icewind Dale.
Nice.
In the coming weeks.
Wow. Any baby gifts?
No, not this time.
Did you?
It's a little early to give baby gifts. They don't have a baby.
Well, I know, but like little outfits. Anybody get him like a little outfit, or did you buy like a little outfit or anything like that? No.
Tony wore a little outfit.
No, not yet.
What did you guys do for like Christmas dinner?
We made Christmas dinner here. I made my famous family stuffing or dressing. Do you guys call it stuffing or do you call it dressing?
Is it stovetop? That's my famous dressing, and I'm quite good at it.
I love it.
We make a homemade version. It's actually very good. And then we just had like chicken. That was about it. Oh, I made a mistake of going to a grocery store on Christmas Eve.
Oh.
That was a disaster.
What is wrong with
you? 8 a.m.
Yeah, no, you don't. No.
I went at 2 in the afternoon. I couldn't. I went to 2 different grocery stores. The first one, the old Harris Teets. Big fan of that one. Went to that one.
The H-Teets.
Could not get a parking spot.
H-T.
So I had to then drive to like Ingles, which is like your Safeway. So it's like the poor man's grocery store down here. And I finally found a parking space
line
there where this lady who I'm pretty sure was on meth stood behind me in line and was like, we got to get out of here. So then like the cashier rings up my stuff and then the meth lady starts paying because she thought the cashier was ringing up her stuff.
Did you just let her pay for it and wish her a Merry Christmas and go on your way?
The crazy part is she was holding her stuff in her hand, but she was still trying to pay for my stuff. I almost let her, but she was so whacked out. I was like, I just got to get out of here before I get stabbed.
I like how Tony doesn't know that Christmas Eve at a grocery store is a thing.
It's the same guy who went to midnight mass at like 11:55 and thought he was going to get front row seats.
Nobody goes. Nobody goes.
Guys, I want to just go buy season's tickets for the Ravens. I figure those are what, $5, $10?
$15 a max.
No big deal.
What do you do Christmas Eve? Do you do anything Christmas Eve?
We do like, now we go to bed early so that Santa Claus can come and put all the presents together.
Yeah.
But realistically, we do just like snack foods, cheeses, meats, beer, lots of beer.
Uh-huh.
And then my wife and I will help Santa Claus do his job. until we finally go to sleep.
Okay. I'll start wrapping gifts on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, that's when we do that.
Okay.
One. I mean, Santa does that. We just hang out.
Yeah, but
do we have kid listeners?
Look, Tony, I know you like ruining kids' Christmases. I'm not into that, so I'm going to keep going with it.
All right. Just checking.
Hey, if she also wants to talk about going to college, how it's going to be a guaranteed benefit for you, then I'll tell you the truth there. But otherwise, no. Let's keep this dream going.
I've apparently grown very fond of It's a Wonderful Life. So I'd love to sit down and watch that movie while I'm wrapping gifts.
Bawling. Just crying.
I love it. Merry Christmas, movie house. I don't know why that.
We watched Elf every time. And Scrooge.
Yeah.
It was great.
I did not watch Scrooge this year.
I watched it like 5 times.
Oh, when she hits him with the toaster.
Always a good scene.
I watched A Christmas Story, and I actually could not get through all of it at the same time.
Luckily,
I had to
it's
watch
on
it.
All day long. You can come back later and see exactly where you were. The weird thing was, it was on two channels this year. It was on both
TNT and TBS? TNT,
yeah, but the TNT version had subtitles, not subtitles, but whatever it is for, like, blind people. So, it, like...
Braille.
It's not Braille. That would be amazing, though. But no, it's like during the fight, it was like...
Ralphie pushes the bully to the ground. The bully is crying, and Ralphie hits him over and over again while he yells.
While it's going on the screen. Like,
so there's a description.
There's a description of what's happening on the screen while the thing... I'd never seen that before, and I thought it was something that was wrong with my TV, but apparently it was the entire TNT run was for the blind.
Better in Braille.
Braille would have been funnier, yeah. But not how it was.
You got a blind person with their fingers
imagine
on the TV.
You got some amazing gifts for Christmas.
I didn't get anything.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't. That's not true. My wife gave me a lot of clothes. Our deal is we don't buy each other gifts for Christmas because we're going to buy big things. We got to buy a car.
Yep.
We got to buy.
It's all BJs and titty snacking.
That's okay with me, too. That's just
gifts,
fine. But, you know, we got
BJs.
Things we got to pay for. And otherwise, it's like, you know, if you're going to buy. We don't need things. We buy them during the year. But she bought me a bunch of clothes because I do look like a homeless person. So I am very thankful for those clothes.
You're not wearing them now.
No, these are old homeless clothes. Why would I dress nice to come to the Beat Lab?
I got a question for you because you got the homeless clothes thing. What percentage of underwear would you say has holes in it?
Oh, wow.
No, I have a good supply of underwear and socks. I don't like holy underwear and socks. But the rest of my clothes look like I found them on the street and put them on.
I got up. I don't know what time it was. They're like 4:45, 5 o'clock. Put on a pair of underwear. Went to work. Used the bathroom, I don't know, mid part of the day, pulled down and noticed that I barely had seams holding the underwear together. Like there was a clear like gap in between like the left and the right. Like I don't know where that hole came from, but there was clearly a large hole. And I did go through my underwear and I noticed that it's not just one pair. So I'm going to throw myself in that bucket that I have multiple pairs. That
I'm
need to be
say
replaced.
70% of my, of my underwear has holes in it.
Wow.
Just, I'm pretty sure it's around at least the ones that I tend to wear the most for some reason.
Yeah.
Apparently, semen goes right through. That's a fact.
My semen is very acidic.
This is the worst conversation we've had ever on Radio 40s. Hopefully, 2016 will be better.
Oh, I doubt it. Speaking of which, how you got New Year's coming up?
Well, I do. We all do have New Year's coming up.
Don,
it's a calendar. That's how it works.
Plan-wise, I meant.
I will be playing with the Dead Kennedys cover band I perform in, Well Paid Scientist. We will be playing at the Sidebar in Baltimore on New Year's Eve, along with a Devo cover band. That should be amazing. And a Ramones cover band. It's an all-cover night at the Sidebar. That's what I'll be doing to ring in 2016.
This is now the second plug that you've had for one of your side projects.
Everything I do is a side project, except for my terrible job I don't like talking about. So, yes. But it should be fun. That's what I'm doing for New Year's Eve. It's going to be a good time. Now, because my car looks like I just swiped somebody, I'm not going to have anything to drink because it's going to be a reason to get pulled over. So I'm going to have a sober New Year's Eve.
The last time you were at the Sidebar, didn't you fall asleep in the passenger seat?
I may have fallen asleep in a parking lot. Those things all happened, but those were not nights where I had a giant swipe on the side of my car.
Very good. That's very true. Now, Tony, what do you got going on New Year's? Are you going
to
be up here?
I'm actually traveling up to D.C., so I will not even ring in the new year. I'll be in bed by 9 or 10 so I can get up very early the next morning, New Year's Day.
Okay. What are
you
doing?
I think the first time I've ever downed it by, I can't remember the last time I went to bed before midnight.
Really? I think you go to bed at like 8 all the time.
Well, all the time, yeah, but now New Year's Eve. Usually Eve, I force myself to stay up. I don't know why, because I don't do anything.
Weren't you here a few New Year's Eves ago?
I was. I came in. Donnie was all drunk.
Yeah, you were invited.
I know, but I never go.
Yeah, you know, yeah. We're having a very, very, very low key. Like, I think it's just some
only 100 people.
No, I really think it's just people that my wife went to high school with that are coming over and just, again, just lighting stuff on fire in the backyard, I guess. Nothing major, but I'm off the entire day, so I might start just burning shit early. Just for giggles.
Just to get it ready.
And really sort of just reminiscing about 2015 and getting myself, you know, psyched up for 2016.
Would you think that 2015 has been a good year for you, Don?
It's been an okay year. There's been ups, there's been downs.
Really?
Yes.
I think we could all say the same thing. What is a highlight of 2015 for Don? Cherokee Don, the Red Crow.
A highlight? There was a Radio for Winners show that was all about me.
There was. It was all about how great you are and how we're very thankful that you're doing Radio for Winners. So I do remember that was a highlight for most people, I want to say.
Yeah.
And what was a low light?
There was a Radio for Winners show all about me.
I would say the game show was the worst part.
Oh, come on. Was that this year? God, is that this year?
Yeah, because I did the follow-up right after.
Oh, Jesus.
That was early 2015.
Oh, crap. Well, maybe early 2016 could bring...
Don's Redemption.
Could bring back Don's game show.
Tony, what would you say?
Highlight for me happened early in the year. I broke 200 pounds for the first time in several years.
I was down to 120 something.
Not 120.
Low light.
120 something.
The low light was I gained 40 pounds back.
I've had so many highlights and so many lowlights. It's hard to pick one. Was it when I fell asleep and missed 90% of a NASCAR race? No, probably not. That probably wasn't a very good lowlight. Because I had a good time, except for that part and waking up later. But I had a good time until then. And let's see. The Raven season, kind of a lowlight.
Yeah.
For this year, not so good.
No.
But I think in general, 2015, a success. Because we all made it to the end of the year. And now we can think about what we're going to do in 2016. So open up your now, every year, we say what we're going to do. They're called New Year's resolutions. We never actually make any of these goals, but it's good to have goals. And every year, I always say I'm going to lose weight. I'm not going to make that promise this year because everybody knows I'm not going to lose any weight. But what I will do is I promise in 2016, I'm going to put more effort into Radio for Winners than I have for the last 10 months of 2015.
Is that your own personal New Year's resolution?
That's my personal and my show New Year's resolution. I'm going to put more effort into the show.
My resolution, one, for 2016, is I'm going to try to get through an entire intro without messing it up. And that might have to happen by listening back to previous shows or perhaps writing down what I'm going to say.
Or heavy editing.
Or heavy editing.
My resolution for 2016 is I'm actually going to start making my NASCAR picks legitimately. For the past two seasons, I have not. I've been letting people sort of just win, but in 2016,
that's a lie.
In 2016, I'm going to start making my
liar.
real NASCAR picks to show everybody what an expert looks like.
In 2016, I'm not going to talk about NASCAR at all. I mean, we might talk about the trip because that's going to be interesting, but otherwise, no one wants to hear about it. We'll probably do a league. We'll talk about it on Twitter very, very briefly. But otherwise, we don't want to bore everybody. So no NASCAR talk in 2016. Tony?
2016, sometime I believe in May. I believe that's when it's scheduled. I got to dust off my Robert Durst impression for the L.A. trial. Where's Daddy? Where'd Mommy go? I got to work on it. We'll see what happens. It may not happen.
In 2016, around that May-June time frame as well, two people in this show will be celebrating a very special birthday. And I don't know who those two people are, but Tony and I are going to turn the big 4-0 in 2016. So what I'm looking forward to and being very resolved about is living to see see that birthday. That's what I'm going to do in 2016.
Every year I always talk about how I'm going to pay off debt. I don't really talk about it on the show because it's kind of a depressing topic. But when you have $40,000 in credit card debt, it's time to go ahead and roll that in a little bit. So this year I'm going to pay at least $1,000 off of my debt. It's going to be the first time I've paid any real money off on any debt. Normally I always say I'm going to lower it and I take out another credit card and then fill that up too with video games and restaurants. But I'm not going to do that in 2016. I'm going to be responsible and pay at least $1,000 of debt off. Hooray for me.
Well, today I bought some birthday cake ice cream, Breyers brand, and I've been eating that throughout the day. But my goal for 2016 is to complete a half marathon.
My goal is also to work out in 2016. And in my free time, sit down and binge watch Dawson's Creek.
Well, that's the same thing you did in 2015, except for you work out.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to work out in 2016. And then I'm going to challenge you to do another sprint.
Well, I'm not going to take you up on that contest, because last time that sprint was very sad on my end. And it will be no better in 2016, because my final resolution is I'm not going to work out for 10 minutes in 2016. I have not worked out in every other year, but I've always said I'm going to. This year, I'm going to make a pledge I can follow through on. No working out in 2016. That's my pledge.
My pledge, 2016, I will attend the NASCAR RFW event in August or September. I think it's August, correct?
August.
I will be there.
You'll want to escape by then, so you'll enjoy it.
My final my final resolution for 2016 is we will plan the said NASCAR event.
We may actually have an RV this time.
We might plan this out a little bit further than a week in advance, and we will be stopping to pick up Tony on the way to make sure that he attends the RFW NASCAR event in 2016. But we won't talk about NASCAR.
Not all. We'll talk about when the season starts on Twitter, and that's it.
Also, 2016 resolutions for the resolutions for 2017, make them funnier.
Make them better. Funnier. Find a, you know what though, we did a good job with the song. Doesn't matter if the resolutions are funny or not, the song worked out just well.
Hey, just as an FYI, 51.
51.
51.
Don't know what that is.
51 days to the Daytona 500.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a good thing. It's 2015, so we have not already broken a resolution. But I'd like to start a little early with one resolution, because I actually prepared slightly better than I have been previously for our regular segment we do to end every show, Radio for Winners.
Oh, what happened?
And the broken soundboard.
Oh, what? How did that happen? Oh, I know.
Wasn't my fault this time, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wow. That was horrible.
Let me know when you're ready.
That was horrible. I think I have to hit this.
Donnie Spiegel.
Why did that not work?
It's a good. You know, we're not going to do any editing in 2016, so we're good to go still. That's
hey,
still
did you see
happen.
Star Wars, Jeremy?
No, I'm going to go see it next week.
I got to go see it.
I've heard some things.
I've
I don't
heard
talk
things,
about
and I've heard things that are good, and I've also heard things that are now making me think it's not that great.
I'm sure that I will love it, because even though I hated the prequels when I first saw them, I enjoyed them until they were over, and then I realized they were terrible. So I'm sure I will enjoy the experience of going to see Star Wars, despite if it's a good or bad movie. But I've heard nothing bad except for from people who hate everything.
All right. All right.
This is not the news music,
wow,
Dom.
Why is that so low?
Welp.
All right, I think I'm ready now.
This is embarrassing. Now it's time for a regular segment we do every week, Radio for Winners and the News. That's right, Radio for Winners and the News. Every week we take 2 to 3, this time 4 news stories that we like. We take all the facts that everyone's talking about, we put new facts in, make it far more interesting and funny, and bring it to you in bite-sized chunks so you look a little smarter.
Because I use the other app, I turned the volume down on that, and it turned the whole system volume down.
Man. I think we get this down after 100 and almost 150 episodes. We still don't have a clue what we're doing.
Should I go back and make a resolution?
You know what we shouldn't do, though? Make hoverboards. Because it turns out Amazon has said if you bought a hoverboard from them and you can't return it, you should destroy it. You should throw it out. You should send it to a landfill. You should not use it. More hoverboards are bursting into flames when they're charging. Also, they're not hoverboards. I don't know if you guys have seen them. I didn't realize that when we were talking about hoverboards before that they're just... like a, it's not a unicycle. It's like a two wheels on a board.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I wonder really why it was called a hoverboard.
Wait a minute. Did you think that they levitated?
Yes, I thought they were real hoverboards.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah, with magnets.
Are you being for real right now?
I thought they were really hoverboards. I was very excited about them.
I didn't think that.
But now they're just.
Have you seen this music video?
Yeah, but I wasn't looking at the hoverboards, Don.
Oh, that you were looking at the zits in that lady's
butt. Yeah, I'm a big fan of weird marks on your butt.
Hey, Alexis, Texas.
Did you really?
I knew they weren't really, but we kept calling them hoverboards. But
that's
now
what
I'm
they
like,
call it, is a hoverboard. It's got wheels.
They're not hoverboards. Either way, if you own a hoverboard, you bought it off Amazon, please immediately destroy it. Stop listening to Radio for Winners. Go to the landfill. Throw your hoverboard in the landfill.
But now Amazon's going to refund my money.
Some people. But I guess if you bought it, you don't have a receipt, or if it was along after so many months or whatever, they are not refunding. Just destroy it. Get rid of it. They've already pulled them all off their site and asked the Chinese people who made them to make them better. You want to play the rest of that song?
No, I'm not. I swear to God, I can't believe that you thought that they didn't have wheels. How did you think that they worked?
Magic.
Jesus Christ.
I figured it was like
magnets.
It's magnets, air pressure. Perhaps it's they use. I have no idea.
I really thought they were in the air. What a dummy.
Thank you. Jesus, thank you.
Well, I may be a dummy. But there's
how
many
high do
things.
They hover?
Hey, how come that guy's like floating through the mall? I don't understand.
You know what, guys? We can make fun of me all we want.
By the way, I like how we're doing our impression of really what is Tony, but we're doing it for you.
Every impression becomes Tony.
Any dumbass impression is like, hey, hey. God damn it.
Tony did the impression of Tony to make fun of me.
Yes.
I'm the worst. Yeah. I'm the worst. But I'm not as bad as this gentleman. A man is suing a comedy club because when he went to a performance, he managed to hurt himself. Now, often when someone goes on stage, you say things like, hey, break a leg. But when you say that, you don't mean a member of the audience. Bam.
Oh, man.
Hey, you know what? You did say that one of your resolutions was going to be to hit.
Hit the post a little better.
Yeah.
Try a little harder.
That was you actually
was pretty
hit,
good.
You hit the table that time.
That was pretty good. So this man, whose name does not matter because I did not write it down, so I'm still not that prepared. I have more work to do in 2016. Actually, I do have his name because it's right here on my phone. His name is William Bendorf. Anyway, he went to a Funny Bone Comedy Club because comedy clubs have the best name in Omaha, Nebraska. And he went to see a hypnotist. Now, hypnotists aren't funny, but many people go to pay to see comedy hypnotists. Do you like comedy hypnotists, Tony?
Oh, man, I've been watching that guy, Matt Davis of 98 Rock. Man, that guy's I wasn't a fan of hypnotist before, but after watching that show, he will amaze you.
Real fast, I've been driving a car lately without Sirius in it, so I've been listening to 98 Rock. Is Mickey Coachella doing like late night?
Yeah, he does late night now. He does like the 7 to 11 shift, I think.
Is that new?
Yeah, he needs some money.
Yeah, it's relatively new. It's not brand new, but it's only been a couple months.
Okay,
things aren't good. things aren't good.
Well, it could be worse. You could be doing a podcast in a garage.
You could be William Bendorf.
Actually,
he went to a comedy
show.
He
get his podcast out.
Yeah, that's true.
How bad Mickey Coachella is at being prepared. He had a podcast on the Michael Mara Network, and then he just he couldn't get a show out every week.
Yeah.
And
he didn't even really stop doing it. They just kind of were like, you're not going to update. So they just kind of dropped him.
I literally listened to him last night transition a song from Aerosmith to Blind Melon by going, yeah, that one rocked. Here's Blind Melon. And then, that was literally the
professional
transition.
Professional.
Yeah, very nice.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Back to my story that's not as good as the story that we were just talking about. But William Bendorf went to a Funny Bone Comedy Club to go to the Doug T. Hypnosis show. And as part of the show, Mr. Doug T. Hypnosis brought him up
Doug
on stage.
T.
And he hypnotized him. And at the end of the act, he says he unhypnotizes you. He does whatever he does to break his spell over you after you do whatever his little commands are. And he says, you can go back to your seat. Well, Mr. Bendorf, if that is in fact his name, walked directly off the stage, which was about 4 feet high, and fell flat to the ground where he broke his leg, saying he was still hypnotized and didn't understand the command, meaning go back to your seat. He should use stairs.
Wow.
So he's suing the comedy club.
Now, Don, do you believe that hypnosis works?
Yes, but not on everybody.
Mm-hmm. Who would it work on?
Who?
I want to know where you're going with this, Don.
No, I don't think. I think
out of the three of us, who's the most successful candidate for hypnosis?
You.
I would say no. I think my mind is too busy. That's why I can't pronounce words because I'm thinking about so much stuff. I can't get words out correctly.
That's why. Yep. Just put my finger on that. You're 100% right. Yep. I don't know. I think it obviously works for some people and it doesn't on others. I mean, I've seen people that, you know, clearly act a certain way, but I also
they
have seen
are
people
clearly
that,
under the spell.
See, he does that voice again. Hey, you're under the spell. Tom thinks that you're stupid because you were able to be hypnotized. Who do you think, Tony, should be? You're going to say me, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Don, followed by Jeremy, followed by myself.
He's trying to say that his mind is stronger.
Or so fucked up.
It just doesn't work.
Possibly be hypnotized.
I don't know. I've heard people that have quit smoking by being hypnotized. That was not how I quit.
You just stopped.
Two years ago.
It's been 2 years, Don.
2 years.
I do want to congratulate you, Don. This will be 2 years of Don not smoking a cigarette at all.
Not one. Not one, but but this New Year's Eve, I'll tell you what.
Because you only made a promise for 2 years. He can now start tomorrow. He's already got a carton of cigarettes in the beat lab.
Marlboro's unfiltered.
So does that guy have a leg to stand
on?
Hey, that's what I should have said. Was not that prepared. Thank God you guys are here.
Oh, my God. God, we should make a resolution to make this show better.
I already that was my number one. Christ. That was my number one.
Apparently, he does have one. He has one leg to stand on. So
literally it.
I mean, he broke the other one, but it's like he has two broken legs.
I love this show. This is the best.
Brace yourself.
This is
huh?
the best part of my week.
Anyway, we mentioned that it was just Christmas last weekend, and everyone here got wonderful gifts, and they don't have to return them. But some people get gifts they don't want or don't work properly, and they have to return them. People like this next gentleman. A man in St. Paul, Minnesota, was very unhappy with a product he had purchased at the local sex shop. So he went back to the local sex shop to return the item. But it turns out they didn't want to return it, so he had to resort to violence.
Was it Jared?
It wasn't Jared. He's in jail.
Where did you buy your pump, Jeremy?
That's what this man bought. This gentleman, whose name is not announced because I do not believe he was arrested yet, went back to the sex store because the penis pump he bought is not working as advertised. He does not say it's faulty. He just said it's not working as advertised. Now, I don't know a lot about penis pumps, but I think the only thing it's supposed to do is make your dick bigger. So how often are you supposed to use the penis pump? Tony, I defer to you for knowledge on this. How often do you have to use?
Three times. Well, when you start, there's a kind of a load period. You want to start doing it twice a morning for 5 days, and then you have to take off one day and then resume for an additional 5 days where you up the pump to 3 to 5 times each morning.
You get the pump. You know what I mean? You get the pump.
Oh, that's timely.
Oh, man. 2015 is ending with a bang.
Wow. Wow. That's worth just ending on that note. Just go sing us out, Don. So he tried to return the penis pump because it did not work as advertised. They said, no, sir. This is a used penis pump. We're not taking this back. So he pulled a gun on the clerk and demanded that he get a refund. And when he didn't get that, he threw the penis pump at him and said he'd be back later to get his replacement. And it's not returned for the replacement.
How much was the penis pump?
No, I did not have that information. Normally, Tony, how much are penis pumps?
Penis pumps can range from $8 up to $175.
Wow.
If you want the real golden plate, top of the line penis pump.
$175? What the hell does that thing do?
I don't know, but apparently.
Well, it's supposed to enlarge your penis by a good 2 to 4 inches. Yeah. Actually, I have no idea how penis pumps work.
I mean, it's pretty much too self-explanatory. It's like a pump for your penis.
We so should have Googled that, though, to find out.
I don't
want to
Google penis pumps, Tony.
Tony is feverishly Googling.
Oh, I happen to have it pulled up here. Let me read what it says.
I just realized I cannot use my business phone to Google penis pump. Not a good idea.
It's not illegal. It would just be awkward.
Off network.
Well, we have one last story to finish up. 2015.
Four stories.
At least one of them is good.
All right.
And for the final story.
Are you ready?
Sorry.
You jumped the gun on that one there, Don. You were so excited about 2016, you just threw it out there.
Or I want the show to end sooner rather than later.
All right. Well, then let's go ahead and roll it. I'm going to wing it. I don't even know what the story is.
Are you ready?
Yes. Oftentimes, before and during recording Radio for Winners, I go out back behind Don's house and I pee on the garage. Now, sometimes it's because I don't want to interrupt the show, other times I just have to pee, but it turns out it could be a crime. So a woman has been arrested because her neighbor noticed that around one corner of her house, it smelled like urine around her house all the time. She could not figure out what it was, so she set up a camera. She filmed, and her 70-year-old neighbor was walking out throwing buckets of urine on her wall.
Ew!
So a neighbor came by and just threw buckets of urine, not like a jar of urine or just stood next to it and leaked urine on it. She saved up a bucket of urine and threw it on her neighbor's wall.
Was there a particular reason behind this?
They did not have a reason or a motive. They just arrested her for two counts of criminal mischief. So, Don, I have to wonder, how many times am I going to have to pee on the back of your door till you call me in for criminal mischief? Because I've already talked about it in the air. Here's your evidence.
It's fine. As long as you don't defecate back there, we're good to go.
Nope, I do that in here.
That's
I don't have a blue bin for that.
Oh, we should get one.
Well, for the last time, first off, Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Hopefully 2016 is better than 2015. No matter if you're 2015.
Hopped up the plane at the LAX with a dream and a cardigan.
I'm going to miss this.
Welcome to the land of fame, excess, woo, and I want to fit in.
He doesn't even have the lyrics up.
So crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling like I'm homesick. Too much pressure because I'm nervous.
I thought you were going to slip into the chickadee chime in the chat.
I want you to sing this with me, though. So I put my hands up to play my song. You know it's going okay. Nodding my head like, yeah. Moving my hips like, yeah. Come on, put my hands up. You know the word. Right here. Yeah. There's a party in the USA. How many people want this segment to end?
Well, it's the last one of the year. Last time it's going to happen ever. Don singing us out was this song. Everyone, have a great New Year's Eve. Drive safely. Call Uber if you got to get home.
Call Luber?
Call Luber. Call
Frank Luber from Channel 13. Call Frank Luber, who's an Uber.
I said Uber.
680 WCBM, I'm Frank Luber.
Hopefully I'm smarter in 2016.
My favorite part of the show is after the music, we just keep talking for like an hour. Now everybody's going to stop talking.
Yep. Yeah, I really wish you would have sung The Heat Is On as the exiting song. I feel like, you know, as a bonus.
As a bonus, you want to sing a second song to really make sure everyone's 2015 is the worst year of their lives. I can't wait. I can just feel it. I'm getting aroused.
You're getting
a song with a longer intro.
You're getting aroused?
I had this song on quick.
It's his iPod.
You had it like saved as a favorite.
This is a better way to end out the year.
Not Ed Weiss, say ya. The heat is on the street. Inside your head. On every beat, and the beat's so loud.
Gets real serious.
Deep inside, pressure's hot. Just stay alive. The heat is on.
How many more songs you can get him to sing before we end the show today, Tony?
Oh, oh, caught up in the action. I'm looking out for you. Tell me, can you feel it? Tell me, can you feel it? Tell me, can you feel that? Heat is on.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah. Was that better?
That was way better. Happy 2015. Happy 2016. See you next week.
See you next week. You're doing this next year.
Hey, Frank Luber here. Go down to Tully's sex shop. Get yourself a penis pop.
Money back guarantee.
What? Why do you know the name of a sex shop, by the way? No, you don't.
3 to 5 times each morning for 5 days. Take one day off. And then 3 to 5 times each morning for 5 additional days.
Frank Luber here.
The bad thing is he was just telling us about his wad there. He just changed it to penis pump, but it's the same exact...
The instructions are the same.
How many burpees do you do a day? Let me tell you.
shadows hide on the darker side. Darker side. Behind the door. Behind the door. It's a wild ride. Wild ride. You can make a break. Oh, you can make a break. You can win or lose. That's the chance you take. When the heat is on you. Oh, that heat is on. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
He's on. You're amazing. This show's never going to end. We're going to go into 2016 for you guys.
We're going to give you an hour-long show of no content but music.
3, 2, 1, go.
You can follow... You can... Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.